From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. State Senator Mike Parson says he will introduce legislation this year that makes an assault or attempted murder of a law officer a hate crime. Speaking at the Greene County Sheriff's Office in Springfield on Thursday, Parson said that recent events across the nation are leading us down a path of destruction if we don't rally behind law enforcement.
If you're going to target somebody simply because they wear a uniform, there is no other reason but because you hate that person. And that needs to be part of the hate crimes of the state of Missouri.
Parson's comments come in the wake of killings of police in Dallas, Baton Rouge, and Kansas City, as well as an incident in which an officer in Baldwin, Missouri, was severely injured. Parson is seeking the Republican nomination for lieutenant governor in next month's primary, but stated at Thursday's press conference that he was there in his official capacity as a state senator. Meteorologists and atmospheric researchers say the Midwest's first dangerous bout of heat and humidity this summer is partly to blame on moisture piped out of the ground and into the atmosphere by the increasing acreage of corn crops reaching their peak. That muggy air gets blown around the country and even into enveloping urban areas like Chicago and Minneapolis. When corn crops mature, they act like billions of straws drawing up soil moisture. It beads up on leafy canopies and is carried off by warmer air. Missouri's Republican delegates are heading home after their week-long convention that saw Donald Trump officially become the party's presidential nominee. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis points out, a presidential convention is far more than what the public sees on television.
For Missouri's GOP delegates, the typical day this week began with breakfast, featuring a high-profile speaker. They heard from Dr. Ben Carson, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, and Hardee's executive Andrew Puzder.
Donald Trump's tax plan over 10 years would increase GDP by about 11% and create 5.3 million jobs.
Most days then featured excursions.
We try to put together an experience for our delegates that, you know, entertains them, feeds them, informs them.
That's Missouri Republican Party Chairman John Hancock, who oversaw the trips. They included a ride on an historic train, a visit to the National First Ladies Museum.
So Ida got really good at her job. She got good at writing loans and dividends.
And a trek to the museum and memorial honoring President William McKinley of Ohio.
And how I have gotten to stand before you as your 25th president of the United States.
St. Louis County Councilwoman Colleen Wassinger, a delegate alternate, has praise for the entire week.
The whole process, I think, has been very educational and eye-opening.
Leaving the Republican National Convention, this is Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.
I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News.